97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. My guest is Mr. Gary Poole, an attorney at the law office of Gary Poole. Gary, thank you so much for coming and speaking with us today.
I appreciate you having me.
Pleasure. You have a law office, sir. What is the focus of your law office?
Well, Sharon, all I do is I restrict my practice to helping individuals that have been injured in some type of motor vehicle accident. My clients could be in their car or truck. They could be on a motorcycle or a scooter, on their bicycle, or they could even be a pedestrian.
Why do you decide to make that the focus of your business?
When I started out in practicing in the mid to late 90s and actually worked on cases for insurance companies, which would be on the other side of the cases that I currently work on, you know, something told me at the time, I'm not really sure that I needed to do that, but significant event happened in the late 80s. My three-year-old nephew was paralyzed in a head-on collision.
Oh, no.
And that, unfortunately, that really sort of threw me headfirst into doing this type of work. And what I realized with doing that is that instead of working with insurance companies or for businesses, things that seem very faceless, I got to work directly with just regular people. Unfortunately, it was regular people who were related to me, but
yes. That
kind of got me involved, and I realized I really liked that, so that started doing more and more of that.
Is the child okay now?
He's paralyzed from the chest down, but he's in his mid-20s now and is very active. He drives. He actually works as a personal trainer.
What?
And so he's actually works as a personal trainer.
And
so,
he's paralyzed from the chest down?
Chest down, but he has full use of his arms.
So
he's a pretty amazing guy.
Are you a one-man office, Gary?
No, I couldn't be it. I don't think if I was just a one-man office, I have two very experienced and loyal paralegals. One, Kristen Swafford, who I've been practicing for about 27 or 28 years. She's been with me 22 years.
Whoa.
And the other paralegal, Pat Longo, has been with me 17 now. So no turnover in the office. Maybe it's because we don't like change, but we all get along well. And actually, in addition to being coworkers, we're also friends. And say that they do a lot of the background work and sort of the office management work, too, that frees me up to deal with the clients as much as I can.
Well, Gary, who is your competition in this personal injury world?
Most of my competition are the lawyers that you'll see on television. They also have offices in multiple cities within North Carolina. And those firms literally not just – they don't have just hundreds and hundreds of cases, but in a lot of instances, thousands and thousands of active cases at the same time. And my concern always is that when someone sees somebody like a representative, maybe even the attorney on TV, and they are good attorneys, but the viewer thinks, well, gosh, they really know a lot, and they do, but the viewer also thinks, I'm going to get that guy to be my lawyer. And what I find is that the people that call those offices, it's not that lawyer on TV that really becomes their lawyer. A lot of times it's non-lawyers, for example, that are the spokesperson, mm-hmm. and they're the main contact with the client. So there's just not a lot of interaction that I see between the client and lawyers in those large firms. And I know that some because I'll often get calls from people who are being represented by those firms, and they're concerned because I haven't heard from the lawyer in a long time, or every time I call, I'm getting a paralegal or a case manager, and I don't get to talk to the lawyer.
So I'm hearing you say that when I see that same face, whether I'm in Texas, North Carolina, or Florida, I think, wait a minute, something's wrong here. Now I see why.
Sharon, I have no idea about the outcomes of the cases that they handle as it would compare to cases I handle. But what I do know is that I don't believe that clients with those firms are getting anywhere near the level of personal service that I can give a client. For example, if someone's in an accident and they need to talk to us, I'll spend a lot of time on the phone initially. If we need to meet them, they'll either come into the office or I will drive to where they're at and meet them personally.
That is personal service.
And in a lot of instances with a lot of the larger firms, they send non-lawyers to meet with people. And once we take the case, if the client has any questions, they talk to me. Mm-hmm. And also in some of the firms, the lawyers they're not negotiating the settlements for the clients. There's non-lawyers that are doing that for them. Now, they're often referred to as either case managers or their own insurance adjusters. But I know if I need a lawyer in a particular area, you know, I want to deal with the lawyer.
Right.
Because that's why I'm hiring them.
Right. What do you see as the future for personal injury cases in North Carolina?
It's getting harder a little bit the last couple years with the Republican legislature that has been voted in. There's not just in the area of automobile accidents. For example, I don't do medical malpractice cases, but there's a law put in about a year ago that restricts the recovery for the pain and suffering or the non-economic part of those cases. With the automobile accident cases, there was a law put in about a year or two ago that restricts what we can ask for in terms of the amount of medical expenses that's included in a part of somebody else's case. And I think there's just a worry that as time goes on, there's going to be a little more restriction in favor of the insurance companies instead of just the regular person.
I think you told me that a North Carolina survey said that one of six drivers are uninsured. Did I hear that right?
Correct. The AAA came out with a study a year or two ago that said one out of every six drivers in North Carolina that you see on the road may be uninsured.
That's very scary, Gary.
It is very scary.
Gary, why don't you give our audience your contact information in case someone needs to call you?
Gary Poole. My telephone number is 919-942-1181, or you can look me up at GaryPoole.com, GaryPoole.com.
And when we come back, let's discuss how Orange County residents can protect themselves if they should be in an accident with one of those one in six uninsured, okay? You're listening to WCHL 97.9 on your radio station. My guest today is Mr. Gary Poole, an attorney at the law office of Gary Poole. Please stand by. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. Gary Poole, an attorney at the law office of Gary Poole. Gary, I promised our audience when we came back we would talk about how Orange County residents can protect themselves against that uninsured motorist, that one out of six. What would you say, sir?
Well, most people think that if they're involved in an accident, the insurance company, the other driver, is just going to pay for everything, no matter how bad they're hurt. But they could be faced with a situation of that one in six driver hit them, or if it's not a one in six driver, it could be the other driver has the minimum amount of insurance that it takes to legally get your vehicle on the road, which is $30,000 per accident. So if you get a client that's seriously injured, and here's my situation. I represented a fella. He lost his leg in a motorcycle accident, and the other fella that hit him only had $30,000 worth of insurance. And I talked to the fella in the hospital room, and I can still see it now. And I said, well, what kind of insurance did you have under your policy? Because, and I'll get to it in a second, because I knew what I was thinking. My guy would have to see if there's some insurance he could use under his own policy to help him. He said, oh, Gary, I got full coverage. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
And he had full coverage, meaning in this particular case, he had coverage for uninsured motorist coverage. That's coverage that helps you under your own policy if you get hit by that uninsured driver. He also had what's called underinsured coverage, which is a type of insurance that helps you if the other driver has less insurance than you do, but that insurance is just not enough to cover how bad you're hurt. Well, my fella only had $50,000 of that type of underinsured coverage, and $50,000 obviously is not near enough to pay for the cost of losing your leg, but that's the amount he was stuck with because most people, they don't think ahead, thinking, you know, I might be seriously injured by an uninsured or an underinsured driver. What am I going to do? And here's, to protect yourself, call your insurance agent. Find out how much uninsured and underinsured coverage that you have. And you have to assume the amount of coverage that you have is going to be more than the other driver, and that's what you're going to be stuck with, whatever that amount is. I think what you'll find when you talk to your agent is this type of insurance, looking at all coverages you can get, it's not very expensive.
Uh-huh.
Even to get $250,000 worth of coverage, for example, oftentimes is not very expensive. I have $1 million worth of coverage because I see bad things.
I'm thinking that should cover quite a bit.
And it turns out just not to be very expensive.
That's good to hear. Gary, so your advice is check with your insurance company. How much do you have for non-insured driver and for the underinsured drivers?
Correct.
And talk about the underinsured driver. Thank you for that advice.
You're welcome.
Gary, there's tons of lawyer jokes out there. So tell me this. What are some misconceptions about your business as a lawyer?
I think there's probably a lot. But one that comes to mind is I'll often get a call that people are worried that if they get a lawyer that it'll drag things out, and I think it's just the opposite. A lot of times people will call us think that if I'm getting a lawyer, it means we're filing a lawsuit, and that doesn't mean that. It means I'm helping them try to wrap up, settle their claims for them arising out of the accident. And I think a lot of times insurance companies like it that people have lawyers because we're doing the work for the insurance company. We're getting documents, medical records, medical bills, photographs, for example, that we ultimately send to the insurance company. And I think we actually move things along. As I tell clients, I'm not in the business of rushing you through, but I'm also not going to drag things out.
Right. Well, how do you get paid, Gary?
Probably another misconception. People worry sometimes, gosh, if I come to see you, Gary, it's going to cost me out of pocket. All the consultations are free. If someone calls me to see about whether it's worthwhile to hire me, that consultation's free. When we meet, that consultation's free. How I get paid is a percentage of the recovery I get for the client for what we call the injury claim on their settlement. And that injury claim is made up of the lump sum of your medical bills, time you miss from work, an appropriate amount for what people often refer to as pain and suffering,
right,
injuries and what you go through. And also, unfortunately, if a client has a permanent injury, that's wrapped up into the settlement. So whenever that occurs, whether it's 3 months down the road, a year, whenever, that's when I get paid a percentage of that settlement.
Gary, do you ever have clients who you got the settlement, everything's fine, but the client says, I want more? What do you do then?
Well, at that point, as I tell them even on the phone leading up to that, you're too late.
Nice try.
Once I get the okay from the client to settle the case, once I talk to the insurance adjuster right then and accept that the case is settled and to really seal it in, the client has to sign a release that says, I promise insurance company, I'll never ask for any more money.
Oh.
So I just make sure that as the negotiations are proceeding with the insurance company to get the case settled, the client knows all along how much they're going to get in their pocket. So there's no surprises once we show up and once he shows up in the office to sign the final paperwork.
I like what you said about just because you go to a lawyer does not mean you're going to sue. That's always my first thought. Well, get a lawyer, lawsuit. But you're saying no.
No, the way I try to explain it to clients is you've got a claim. You've got a claim maybe to get your the total loss of your car paid for. You've got a claim to get your injury claim, medical bills and so forth, and we're going to work toward reaching a settlement for each of those claims without the need to file a lawsuit. Because lawsuits do take time. As
sure.
I tell clients, from the time you file it to being finally, if you ever do get to court, that could be a year to a year and a half.
Right.
So in my line of work, what I tell clients is that lawsuits are filed when there's just too much of a gap between what the client thinks is fair and what the insurance company thinks is fair in terms of dollar amounts. And if you just can't bridge the gap, I talk to the client, and if they want to file a lawsuit at that point, then they tell me to do it, and then we go forth and do it.
So the lawsuit can follow the settlement if there's a problem.
Once the settlement occurs, you're finished.
You're finished, okay.
But the lawsuit occurs if there's a big disagreement between the client and the insurance company, and you can't work out a settlement.
Oh, you can't work out the settlement. I understand.
And okay. a very small percentage of my cases actually end up that way.
Good. Huh. Well, for this segment, we have about 30 seconds. Why don't you give us your contact information again, please, Gary?
Again, my name is Gary Poole. You can reach me at 919-942-1181 or visit my website at garypoole.com.
Thank you, Gary. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Mr. Gary Poole, an attorney at the law office of Gary Poole. And when we come back, let's find out what to do if you are in an accident. Please stay with us.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Today's Business. Focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we're back. My guest today is Mr. Gary Poole, who is an attorney at the law office of Gary Poole. Gary, let's say a person is actually in the accident. What do you tell them to do, stop and think to do at the scene, right at that moment? What would you suggest?
First thing to do is call the police. Sometimes you may be hit and the person gets out of the car and says, please don't call my insurance company. I'll just pay for your damage out of my pocket. That never works out. So call the police. I'd say don't move the vehicles. But if you have to, for safety purposes, see if you can take a picture of where the vehicles are located to make sure the driver that hits you doesn't change their story when the police officer comes. And then also to get the names of any witnesses that you talk to at the scene. Don't assume that the police officer got those person's names down.
Smart advice. So let's do a realistic check here. Somebody gets an accident, they call Gary Poole. Gary, what can you do for that person?
Well, I think the main thing I do is I take away the responsibility from them with dealing with the insurance company, both on the damage to their car and on how to deal with the insurance company on eventually settling their injury claim. People who are in accidents, they're dealing every day with their everyday life. They have work and family, but now they may have to deal with, I've got to go to the doctor. And gosh, I've got to deal with the insurance company. Well, I can't go to the doctor for them. Can't do that.
No.
But I can take over the responsibility of dealing with the insurance company because it can be time consuming. And for a lot of people, it can be intimidating because you've never dealt with this before. You're dealing with an insurance adjuster. You're thinking, is that really what he or she's telling me? Is that really the truth? Am I getting taken care of fairly by the insurance company? And what I do is I make sure that you're being treated fairly by the insurance company. I protect the rights that you do have. And I as I mentioned before in the previous segment, I think I do reach those settlements quicker for the client than they can do themselves because I know what insurance companies are looking for with each particular type of claim in order to wrap it up as quickly as possible.
Perfect. I hear a certain passion in your voice, Gary, when you talk about what you do. What do you like about your job?
You know, I get to deal with just a lot of good people, and everybody's different. I mean, over the years, we just deal with a lot of great people. I get to talk to them on the phone. And at some point in time, I get to hand them a check.
That's got to feel good.
I get to hand them a check. And I know I've done the work to get it for them, but they're just all very appreciative at me when I hand that check over. They're just very appreciative.
Sounds wonderful. And Gary, why don't we just end with your giving us one more time your contact information?
Again, my name is Gary Poole. I'm an attorney here in town with the law office of Gary Poole. My number is 919-942-1181, or you can visit my website at garypoole.com.
Chapel Hill is proud to have you, Gary Poole.
Thank you
so much for coming to see us today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You've been listening to Today's Business. My guest today has been Mr. Gary Poole, an attorney at the law office of Gary Poole. Thank you so much for listening. That's our show for today.